There's this sense that we will come to the streets if we need to. We will vote if we need to. We will do anything to take the country back in our own hands.
That is Iranian author Sahar Delajani. We spoke with her late last week, a couple days before Iranians went to the polls. But her sentiment echoes that of many Iranians who fled following the Iranian Revolution of 1979. That revolution ousted Shah Mohammad Reza Pahlavi and put Islamists in charge. The new government arrested many thousands of political dissidents and threw them into Evin prison in Tehran. Delajani's parents were among them. Delajani's debut novel is set in that time. It's called Children of the Jacaranda Tree, and it's a series of interwoven stories and characters connected by that prison in Tehran. Delajani grew up in California, and she now lives in Italy, but she was born in Iran, because her mother was pregnant when she was thrown into Evin prison.
My mom gave birth to me a few months after she was arrested, and then she gave me out to my grandparents. And she was released herself about a year after, and then my dad about 2 years after.
Your parents were lucky to be released because
yes.
In 1988, the regime carried out mass executions of political prisoners.
Exactly, yes, they were very lucky. Unfortunately, my uncle, my dad's brother, wasn't as lucky. He was still in prison in 1988, and he was among one of those executed. We still don't actually know exactly how many of them. The number goes from something around 3,000, 4,000 to even 12,000. And the reason why we don't know how many of them have been executed is that they were buried in mass graves. And those mass graves are still there. No one, you know, is allowed to go close to it. The family of the executed have never been able to actually bury their, you know, their dear ones properly. So the bodies are still there.
In the first part of the book, you're telling the story of a woman, a character named Azar, who happens to also be a pregnant political activist, perhaps modeled somewhat after your mom. She's being held in Evin prison. She gives birth and she nurses her child for several months in the prison until one day, as you write, the door to her cell is opened just enough for the child to fit through, and she hands her newborn daughter out to the authorities. Is this what happened to you? Did your mother have to surrender you to prison guards in this way?
Yes, she knew that they would open the door just enough so that I could pass through. She knew this before that day. She would tell everyone. And it was exactly what happened. This chapter is very much based on my mom's experience. So, for example, you know, being interrogated while going through labor was another thing that was true, that she told me about it.
Did you grow up knowing this about your parents? I mean, for several of your characters, they don't know that their parents had been imprisoned. One character doesn't even know that her father was executed in prison. Did you grow up knowing this?
I did. My parents always spoke about their past in prison. But I wrote those stories in the novel of people not knowing because a lot of people in Iran don't know of what happened in 1988. Afterwards, it was just, you know, just like the bodies, it was just buried like that, and no one ever spoke about it. So in a way, those children in the book that don't know symbolize that part of the society that didn't know what was going on just a few kilometers from the city.
There's an interesting scene that you describe when Azar is imprisoned, and her dynamic with the other female prisoners is fascinating to watch unfold. She is at once dependent on these women, and they are also rivals. How did you come to understand that dynamic to the point you could write in such detail about it?
Well, a little bit was told to me by my mom. But then I also imagined how it would be, you know, when there is one room full of 30 women, each in a way tries to survive and each tries to keep her own dignity as an activist and as a prisoner and as a woman. These women did not know if they were going to come out of prison alive. They didn't know what was going to happen to them. So at the same time, they needed each other to survive. They needed each other to sort of encourage each other to go through one day to the next.
Your descriptions of Iran, and Tehran in particular, are very compelling. I wonder if you might read a passage where that's illustrated.
Yes, definitely. A taxi passed by, trailing a confused noise of singing. Along the gutters, the rusty garbage cans stank sourly. Everything crinkled, dusty, and black. cluttered with policemen and revolutionary guards and morality guards and religious guides and food shortages and blackouts and the menaces of war, at times far, at times near.
You were obviously born in Iran, but you were raised in the States. As an adult, as a young adult, have you spent much time in Iran?
Yes, actually, I used to go back very often in all these years that I've been away. And sometimes it's really interesting how, as an almost an outsider, you know, you go and you observe with a different sort of attention, and everything just, you know, stuck in my mind almost. But, you know, now I don't know, we'll see what will happen after the book.
Are you concerned that the reception in Iran, or at least the news of your book, would not be received well?
Yes, you know, by the government, you know, I mean, at this, even though these executions wasn't exactly a secret, I'm sure they don't want this sort of things to be known, not on such level. So, and, you know, dictatorships work in this way. You don't even know what you're afraid of, what you're worried about, what you risk. I always wanted to go back, but my mom says, well, you know, you should just wait a little bit and see what happens. So that's why I've decided to wait.
Sahar Delajani, she is the author of the novel Children of the Jacaranda Tree. It will be released this coming Tuesday. She joined us from Turin, Italy. Ms. Delajani, thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It was wonderful. Thank you.
You're listening to NPR News.